Hello and welcome to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio. I'm your host, Nkonde Fumbeshu. Women at Money is a program that helps women start, stay, succeed, and lead in workplace and business. Dr. Sarah David, an American clinical psychologist, once said, "Personal branding is about your unique promise of value and what you bring to the table. It's also about getting your potential clients to choose you as the only solution to their problem." After the break, I'll introduce the topic and our guest. Stay tuned.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Women at Money on Money FM Business Radio 93.7. Now, everything under the sun is a brand. Well, you don't believe me? Well, let me start. The phone you're holding in your hands right now is a brand. The car you're in right now is a brand. The cooker you're using, the radio set that you're using, the office you're in right now is but a brand. Equally, I'm a brand. You're a brand. We're all unique brands. Not so, Rose?
Yes, definitely.
Today on Women at Money, we're looking at the value of personal branding. Joining me now in the studio, though I've already introduced her and said her name, is a strong brand. A woman I believe is a solution to many others in this generation. Rose Sevisi is an entrepreneur with vast experience in the event management, personal image branding, and social and corporate communication. She's also the founder of Star with Roses, a TV host, and a customer communication and marketing specialist. She has over 26 years experience of corporate from 8 globally branded companies. Rose, hello, and welcome to Women at Money.
Thank you so much for having me, Nkonde.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Rose. I'm so honored.
Thank you so much.
First of all, Rose, you always look amazing. Look at you.
I wish I felt as amazing as you say I am.
Not really, believe me. Well, tell me, how long did it take you to be the Rose that we know today?
A long time. Well. A very, very long time. But it doesn't feel like it when you kind of have some innate value system in you that already drives you.
Yes.
So I think with the topic that we're talking about today, if we had to take, how long did it take me to get to where I am today? Pretty much half an hour this morning, maybe. That's how long it's taken for me to look like this, the way I am today.
Amazing. Now, tell us about your childhood, how it was growing up, and how you have built your brand over the years.
Childhood would be a long story, but then it definitely does have a huge impact on how you define yourself as you grow older and what it is that you become. So for me, my childhood was always very meticulously controlled in how I did things. I was always a person that pays attention to detail, liking bright things, nice things. I knew how to put together good style from a very early age, like from when I was very young. And I think I got that from my mom.
I see that in my daughters. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Because we're copycats. As children, it's the surrounding and the environment in which we are. I was also privileged that I went to a private school. So there were a lot of multinationals there. And you know, when you're young, you don't really see color.
You don't
see yourself any different. Mm-hmm. So I think from then on, I kind of had little tidbits from different people. And I was always the kind of creative person who I would be looking at a person and I'm already figuring you out. Like, I love that hair on you, but my head is like spinning like Nkonde, the way I would do like this, like that.
So I know, right? You gotta fix me right here.
Yes, like, yeah, start fixing you up. So I think from childhood, it was the artsy person in me. Very colorful person, very expressive person. And I found that I used to express myself a lot through art, through writing, and then putting good clothes and good ensembles together. So I think that's how my childhood was. It was a very happy childhood. It was also challenging at some point because then, obviously, like any other family, we went through transitions, circumstances changed. And I think that also plays a huge role in who I've become today because it's also where you come from a place where you have everything that you need at a particular time, yes. And then when a rug gets pulled under you, then you suddenly have to work with very little resources.
Exactly.
So from a young age, I knew how to still work with very little that I had, but mm-hmm. creating it into something that actually looks like it's very expensive.
Amazing.
Or very unreachable. So I think that's where the roots would have been planted from then on.
Okay, now going further into your personal life, tell us about your education background.
My education background, Chingola, like I said, private school. I was Sacred Heart Convent School from early ages. I skipped a few grades, like my final grade mm-hmm. 7. I was very intelligent. Ha,
yeah,
ha, ha.
I can tell. I can see right here.
So education, early education was from Chingola mm-hmm. Convent School. And then secondary school education was at Chikola Secondary School right mm-hmm. up until grade 11.
Mm-hmm.
My mother got transferred, went to Kitwe, so I finished school at Helen Kaunda Secondary School. Mm-hmm. And after that, I didn't really go into tertiary education. I didn't go to varsity immediately after school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get that chance because I started being a mother at a very early age.
Wow.
So straight after school, I was expecting my first child. So I'm kind of self-taught okay. along the way. And this, when I say self-taught, I think let me give credit to my early professional career.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you've said, 8 global multinational companies, straight mm-hmm. onto work. I had a lot of professional training
mm-hmm.
throughout my the assignments that I had at work. And during that time, I started studying again, did mm-hmm. Quite a number of certificate courses in marketing, right up until diploma and postgrad diploma in marketing. I've done executive training that spanned between 1 year to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just continuously improving yourself as you go. But the bulk of it is what we call manual atrophialilo. So for from journalism
yeah, exactly.
and all of that, it's things that are just inside mm-hmm. me, and then you formalize them according to what is there. But yeah, it's never too late. I still look forward to getting my formal undergrad as well as go up to doctorate level.
Well, that's
just because I can.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. Now, really, from what you have spoken of your development in advancing your education, is there really a connection between education and personal branding, so to say?
There absolutely is. There mm-hmm. absolutely is. And the level of education that you would need when it comes to personal branding mm-hmm. is the kind of exposure that you need, especially at a global level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to brand yourself personally, you need to know what you're up against.
Exactly.
And being up against means you don't measure yourself from a girl next door or somebody that I am just in touch with in my family, in my town, in my nation,
mm-hmm.
because everything now is so open.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to brand yourself as a person and going to create this impactful brand that you see, depending on your vision as well, mm-hmm. you have to understand what is on the macro scale.
Mm-hmm.
So education is important because you will then need to differentiate between your micro environment as mm-hmm. well as your macro.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as you need to read a lot. You need to know if you've defined yourself as mm-hmm. a personal brand,
mm-hmm.
you need to know what kind of a field are you in,
exactly.
what sector are you in, which mm-hmm. industry are you in,
mm-hmm.
and who is it that you're trying to influence as well as impact.
Mm-hmm.
Education plays a role. There's the formal education, but there's also the street education.
Wow.
So both of those are important.
Okay. We are Women at Money, and you're listening to Money FM Radio, 93.7 FM, and now we go on a break.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Welcome back. This is Women at Money on 93.7 FM. And I'm helping me to have this conversation is Rose Sivisi, a founder of Style with Roses. Rose, what's your definition of personal branding, really? I know we've gotten into it a bit, but let's get further into the discussion. What's your definition of personal branding?
It's simply you making a statement without having to say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are as a person. Somebody meets you, the very few first seconds of the impression of the get about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way you are put together, the way you just enter into a room and make a difference or make an impact. So it's the silent you speaking even before you say anything. That's what a personal brand is. The more extensive definition of that to me would be this personal brand that people are interested in associating with and building business or personal relationships with in order to create meaningful change. That's what a personal brand defines for me.
Okay. I was listening to some, reading something online, and I discovered that personal branding came into being in somewhere 1997. And when it came in, it also came with technology, the Facebook and all these things.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
So, does personal branding lie entirely in the hands of the individual needing the branding, or is there any external factors that we have to look at?
There's external factors, and you know what's interesting is the way we started our conversation. Mm-hmm. One of the first thing you asked me is, tell me about your childhood. Mm-hmm. So a personal brand has got historic tentacles. Okay. When you can't wake up overnight and say I have created a personal brand, especially in this day and age, mm-hmm. because whatever it is that you were years before, you are defined by technology or defined by the society in which you are recognized, you have a historical reference. Mm-hmm. And that historical reference plays a big role. And when you think of, remember like when Barack Obama was becoming president, to see how far back we go, mm-hmm. like how he was a lawyer, how he was the student, there was something that was always charismatic about it. That is very critical, because those characteristics and who you were back then definitely have a role to play for who you are now and who you decide to be. So when you go as far back as early on, your character is defined, what is it that is distinctly you? So even when I talk about having founded Style with Rose, a lot of people ask, what is this Style with Rose? Is it got to do fashion and whatever? Style is a way of doing life. Mm-hmm. Style is a way in which you express yourself.
I like that.
It is defined in all sectors of our society. And even when you talk about Style with Roses, it's talking about identity. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the way I do life, mm-hmm. and the way I impact others to do life through the anatomy of a rose. So that's why where that name comes from. So more and more you'll find that people then associate with you. The first thing they do now is when they say, oh my God, Rose from Style mm-hmm. with Roses. Can you see? That already speaks. When people look at Nkonde, like, oh yeah, my God, Nkonde from Money FM. Exactly. And automatically when we see you, we're thinking, I have to be prudent with my finances. I have to be prudent about how I speak mm-hmm. on radio. Mm-hmm. That is your personal brand. So I agree with you that it was actually enhanced, and it has been flamed up by technology and the access to information, the access to visuals that we have on our TV screens, on our phones, on our digital devices. That's where it's become more prominent. Mm-hmm. The power of a personal brand can be described through the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Multi-million dollar empire mm-hmm. built on just visuals, just putting something out on TV. You may like them, you may not like them, yeah, but the reality is Kris Jenner is a very good example of how powerful a personal brand can be. It can make or break. It can actually define generations. Generations have been defined by a personal brand called the Kardashians. So that's how important a personal brand is.
Fantastic. At what point should one focus on building a brand? Now, I have three options here. Mm-hmm. When one is successful, when one is fully skilled, when one has money, or none of the above?
All of the above. I'm going to go back, and for me, it's like, and it should be there. Mm-hmm. The answer goes back again to what we've talked about. Any given time, from the time that you become aware of who you are as a person. Some people, mm-hmm. it comes on early in life. Mm-hmm. Some people later in life. But guess what, Nkonde? Do you know that at any given time, there will always be a point in your life where you will have your aha moment. Mm-hmm. And you will find that when you have that aha moment in defining, this is Nkonde, this is who I am, mm-hmm. this is my personal brand. Everything that you would have happened to you as far back as 5 to 20 years ago, depending on where you are in your life, you will find has a significance to your personal brand, because it will also be something central that somebody will always tell you. It will always be something like, for example, if I had to bring it back to me, mm-hmm. I've always been known to talk a lot. Mm-hmm. From when I was young, she talks a lot. That is what defines me. It's the talking. Mm-hmm. So in that talking over time, you've just harnessed it into something positive. So there is something about you that people always say, Nkonde is such a nice person. Nkonde is hospitable. Nkonde is, you will find that your personal brand will be defined through your hospitality. Mm-hmm. Your personal brand is defined through your great business acumen. Mm-hmm. The people that you speak to mm-hmm. here all the time when they come to radio and Money FM, mm-hmm. you'll find that if somebody is in finance, they've been acute at numbers from a young age. They were probably excelling or not, mm-hmm. but there comes a point where they became one with those numbers. Mm-hmm. And now they are very good in their field, whether it's accountancy, whether it's finance. Mm-hmm. If it's people who are articulate, people who are out there and they are people's representatives, mm-hmm. you find that there is something like it's not an accident that you'll find somebody who has probably become a minister of information or communication or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You'll find that there is a background of journalism. There's a background of them being in the debate clubs at school or something. So it is important to answer your question for you to be aware at any point in your life. And the sooner we start our children early, the better. Define who they are. The same way we tell our children, This one likes fashion. This one likes numbers. This one likes TV. This one is very good with the phone. There is something there that's going to define their personal brand in future.
So personal branding, from what I'm getting, actually starts when you discover your niche, something that you're really good at, right?
Totally.
Okay.
Something that you're very good at, and most importantly, that you actually like to do.
Yeah.
You have to like it. Because if you like it, and your passion will automatically manifest itself with that thing that you like. If it's drawing, if it's sitting there, if it's chatting to people, you'll find that you light up. You see, like for me, I light up when I'm talking. I get so excited.
Yeah,
there is something that you'll even know that I like this. If it's cooking, how many chefs do you see now cooking shows all over the world?
A lot of them.
That's why we have MasterChef, because someone discovered a personal brand. Someone discovered what they were good at, and they built themselves into that, and they became this personal brand that we identify with in the mastery of their art.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Rose and I will be back. We're going on a short break. Money.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Welcome back to Money FM Radio 93.7 FM. You're listening to Women at Money on Money FM Radio, and I'm with Rose, helping me to talk about personal branding. Rose, how can one make this brand to stand out if they're not super successful?
I think it also comes with understanding and speaking into your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Because going back to some of the categories that you and I spoke about earlier, you don't have to be successful to have a strong personal brand. There isn't a correlation there. The correlation is that once you define what your personal brand is, wherever you're called to operate from, you have authority in that sphere. So for example, success to someone might be, I'm very good HR manager in my place of work. That's my personal brand. That's what I'm known for. Because that very mastering of that niche gifting of mine is going to allow me to work for other organizations in that specialty. Then I become a leader in the market. Because in the recruitment industries, that's what people will say, will be like, let's go and get Nkonde. I've heard that she's the best HR manager on the market. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
So all you're doing is you are successful at mastering the gift that is linked to your personal brand, because that's what defines you before anybody even thinks of how you're going to deliver that. When you have a strong personal brand, people automatically say, for example, we want to have a speaker at our event, the first name that must come up would be you. The reason that will come up is you are so good at what you do. You do it so uniquely and so different. And the way you're going to be successful at that in Konde is that try not to be like anybody else. Whatever anybody else is doing in the market, do it differently. And the only way you can do that is only you can be the best version of yourself.
And that is exactly what I tell people here at Money FM. Like, look, we don't want to be like anyone else.
Yes.
Let's be different. That's a brand at a company level. But at a business level, be yourself, right?
Be yourself.
Yeah.
So here it is, and this is a space you're coming onto, just to jump in there. There are so many radio stations out there, but there will be something that will be distinctly different about the way you do things in. And can you see? There's the style coming in.
Yes.
It's a way of doing things. And how you do it is the unique gifting of different people. So don't allow your mindsets to be like, no, this is the way it's always been done for the most success. Stop measuring yourself against somebody who's been in that field for hundreds of years and they've done it so well. They've been there because there's a formula that they have.
Followed.
That's why Coca-Cola will always be Coca-Cola and Fanta will be always be Fanta. But yet both will be very successful. So just find that unique ingredient that's only you.
Yeah, exactly. What are some of the benefits of personal branding in your own point of view? Because when you look at personal branding, it's something that someone discovers and something that they're good at.
Yes.
And when what we look at here is that when you're looking for someone to come on the shows, you start Googling, and there isn't so much. You cannot really come up with people that you can easily call, like you've said earlier.
Yeah.
You can easily call, okay, we want this person to talk about. There are very few.
Mm.
So what are some of your the benefits of, I know I may not have preempted, but I know that you have.
You've kind of given it to me there already, yeah. So yeah. Those are some of the benefits, mm-hmm. especially in this era of entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. Nkonde. Mm-hmm. It is so, so important to define and distinctly separate yourself through your personal brand. So it must always be consciously feedback that you get from the different people that you're working with. Mm-hmm. There will always be something consistent that they will always say about you, and that's your mm-hmm. personal brand. Yeah. That is uniquely yeah. you. This is mm-hmm. it. We want Rose to come onto Women and Money mm-hmm. FM, because there was something that you probably saw yes. that I might have done right.
Exactly.
And that's why you're sitting here with me. So mm-hmm. that personal brand for me would always be the consistent message that I always have, mm-hmm. which is purpose. Mm-hmm. The way you'll describe me, people, anybody, the first, mm-hmm. anybody who hasn't met you before, when they say Rose CBC, the mm-hmm. first thing that they might say is, that woman is always very well put together. That woman is always very stylish.
Exactly.
Because there's been a deliberate effort, mm-hmm. consciously first, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then subconsciously it becomes a part of you that it's my second nature. Mm-hmm. There'll be mm-hmm. no way, like, you know, let my husband wait for 30 minutes, but I'm not going to get out of the house without looking as the best version
the
of myself.
40 minutes of I'll be ready.
40 minutes of I'll be ready. So it's defining and identifying that distinctly, uniquely you mm-hmm. Value that you have. And I always say your personal brand is actually an asset.
Yes.
Creativity is mm-hmm. is a currency, and you have to nurture it. So if I'm going to be out there and I'm a strong personal brand, I understand very well that mm-hmm. I have to invest in presentation. I have to invest in relationships. I have to invest in managing and honoring invitations that are mm-hmm. given to me in the spheres that I know I will make a difference, because only then will you go into Google and pull up Rose CBC and then you have search results coming out.
Yeah. Now, Rose, we're talking about branding at a higher level. Now, here's a situation. Here's a woman saying, look, I'm just a mother of four, and I'm just staying at home. So why personal branding?
Just you. Now, I'm even preempting you again. The very thing of you saying, I'm just.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as I'm just. Mm-hmm. I'm just a mother at home, and I'm just managing the home. Why do I need personal branding?
Exactly.
You need personal branding because, first of all, for you to be that mother at home,
mm-hmm.
somebody noticed you and somebody married you and made you a mother.
Wow.
Just by you being in that house, somebody felt you worthy mm-hmm. to be a partner in their life to manage that home.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a single parent at home. The reason is you have a responsibility to someone who you're a mother to.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, first of all, you need to have self-love. You cannot expect somebody else to love you if you don't love yourself.
Exactly.
How is that little boy or little girl going to look up to you and love you if you feel, I'm just a mother, I'm just a stay-at-home? Tell me, staying at home,
mm-hmm.
that home is not going to make itself beautiful. That home is not going to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That home probably has a laptop in this day and age or a mm-hmm. phone mm-hmm. on which you are sitting and generating some kind of revenue, because that's how you're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
You're not telling me that you're doing nothing at home. There's
mm-hmm.
always something that you're doing. So for that, in order to be motivated, go and stand in front of a mirror, tell yourself, hey, beautiful, this is you. You're going to be so good looking today.
Like,
you're going to put yourself so together, because then when you're inspired, you can be inspiring somebody else and you will have purpose in your life.
Wonderful.
It actually works.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
After the break, we ask Rose some personal questions. Stay tuned.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
Welcome back. This is Nkonde on Women at Money on Money Business Radio, and I'm speaking to Rose Swissy, the founder of Style with Roses. To get a bit personal, Rose, what are some of the challenges that you have encountered while building your personal brand?
Some of the challenges, there are so many. But mm-hmm. the ones that stand out a lot are having to validate the value mm-hmm. of my services, which are not tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how people sell clothes, people sell goods
exactly.
that you can actually see.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in a space like mine, the creative space, where your role is to actually change lives
mm-hmm.
through sharing experiences and inspiring them and impacting them through word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to get through, because it's kind of like, why can't I just sit and listen to Dr. Phil? Why can't I just sit and watch
yeah.
TV and listen to somebody
mm-hmm.
else? Why must I go to an event that Rose is hosting where
mm-hmm.
she's going to give a motivational speech or an inspirational talk where she's interviewing somebody on a talk show?
Mm-hmm.
how is that going to change my life? Exactly. It is the acceptance of that value that is a challenge in itself. Mm-hmm. And you find that overcoming this challenge is the very topic that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. When you build a believable personal brand that is built on integrity, that mm-hmm. is built on hard work, that is built on strong character and historical reference points, then people are starting to gravitate. It's a new thing. It's a new lifestyle. So I think the biggest challenge that we have is people respecting the value of the services that you offer, because monetizing them, people tend to want to devalue the kind of offerings that you have, and yet it is life-changing and quite impactful. So that's my biggest challenge.
Okay. Has there been a situation where you had to do damage control on yourself in terms of personal branding or on a client?
Totally. I do it all the time, almost every week, mm-hmm. where I've had to pick, for example, one of the biggest things that I do in Conde, as we were speaking, we talked mm-hmm. about the corporate background. One of my ways of my business model mm-hmm. is actually made up of three pillars. So I host events that I've created from scratch myself, and sometimes I do it for corporate clients and private clients. The other big thing that I'm known for is I'm like the best uh-huh, MC wow. and host that you'll ever have. Ha ha ha. I must own it. You see, personal branding, you have to be confident mm-hmm. in yourself,
like
without
you need
coming
to self-praise.
Yeah, self-praise. Right? Uh-huh. But you know, again, that's a challenge because people think you're arrogant. Yeah. And then they want to devalue your services. So you'll kind of find that sometimes somebody wants you to go and speak at their event mm-hmm. and then I'm sorry. I have a criteria mm-hmm. in terms of the kind of events that I host, and this is the value at which I come. Mm-hmm. People decide for, you know, but you're only coming to speak for 2 hours. It's exactly. only for 2 hours. We only need you for... But yeah. to you, it's 2 hours, but that's mm-hmm. like 6 hours that I've blocked off in a day. Because
there's
for me, preparation before that is like mm-hmm. 2 hours. I have to actually get into the energy and understanding of a particular event. And that 2 hour mm-hmm. event you're talking about has probably got 300 guests. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that if I'm directing a program or I'm hosting a program, mm-hmm. I have to pick the energies of about 300 other people.
Exactly.
So it's things like that that you think about. And to answer your question, I find myself every week having to walk away with something that looks lucrative mm-hmm. in my hand. Like right now, I could use this money because I have these responsibilities exactly. that I need to take care of. But yeah, I walk away mm-hmm. because it's going to damage my brand. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you have the choice mm-hmm. to go and buy a Toyota, no disrespect, or you can buy a Maruti, or you can buy a Mercedes or a BMW. That is the value of a personal brand. Choose the value and the premium offering that you are. And I choose to be premium, and therefore it means I am going to walk away from things that I feel are going to hurt my personal brand.
You can't be all things to all people,
You
right?
can't be all things to all people. There are people who are willing to take me as I am, and then there are people who are. So yeah, there are times that you have to make those tough decisions with the fear of having to do damage control later, because there are people who will think, she's full of herself. But more and more people are starting to understand the value of this lifestyle cycle. And there are people who will choose that I want this person associated to my brand. And likewise, I also choose. Because you can't now be, there is a time where you're building, and I've done that in Conde, where you build. I'm not where I know the vision is going to take me. Mm. Please don't hear me wrong. But what I'm saying is, even as you're growing as a personal brand, you have to make sacrifices for yourself.
Exactly.
You have to be saying, I'm not going to dilute myself mm-hmm. by looking at my circumstances mm-hmm. and then go here when I know it's going to do me more long-term damage. So many times there's been a time where you've done pro bono work. There's been a time where you've given discounts in order to advertise your services, in order for your name to be out there.
Yeah,
but there also
true.
Comes a time where you know that now I have to step back and say no, and it's okay, and walk away, mm-hmm. no matter how lucrative
no
it
regrets.
Looks. No regrets.
Okay. That's wonderful. Rose, in building your brand, who has been your greatest role model?
Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, Mo Abudu, Kanye Dlomo, those are the names that pop up. Asasana Kumalo, mm-hmm. those are the names that pop up, because to me, these are names where you have a gift, mm-hmm. and the gift is what is going to take you to those places. It is a voice. It starts with a voice. And from the voice, you understand that as you grow that voice, you speak into other people's lives. As you speak into other people's lives, you start building up a whole conglomerate of an association. And then the empire starts coming, because now that becomes the biggest platform mm-hmm. that then defines your voice mm-hmm. as a representative to many other million voices. And for that reason, those have been my greatest role models. But the biggest one of all, in fairness, has been my mother. My late mother, she was a voice in herself. Mm-hmm. She was a force. She was a teacher turned politician. She was sold out for women empowerment drives. And when she died early at 55, I've made it my personal mission to finish what she started.
No, that's very wonderful. I'm sure your mother is very proud of you.
She would.
So as we conclude, there's a woman out there wondering what she would do, because Women at Money is there to help women start, stay, succeed, and lead in the workplace. So how should one get into personal branding? How should one start the journey of personal branding?
Start with where you are and with what you have. The journey of personal branding just means you're very conscious of who you are on a daily basis. The way you dress, the way you speak, the way you relate to others, the way you show up to the different responsibilities of your life. And that starts as simple as who you are as a partner, a girlfriend, a wife, a mother, a worker. Define the roles that you are in life. And usually you'll find that women, we don't have less than five at any given time.
No.
Define the roles that you are in life and how you are going to approach those different roles, because that defines you. Mm-hmm. Your personal brand can be dented in an instant by a grieved aunt, mm-hmm. by a grieved friend, by a grieved boss or worker or somebody that you belong to. So, starting point is being consciously aware of how you present yourself suited to your personality and your character.
Mm-hmm.
The favor that you'll do yourself is stop trying to be like anybody else.
Exactly.
Do not do what Nkonde does, because Nkonde looks good doing it, mm-hmm. and it seems to be bringing her a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do some self-evaluation first. And self-evaluation means being very gut-level honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses?
Yeah.
Do a personal audit. And being a personal audit is don't complicate it. Take a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people have said in your life.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 people who have told you you're a nice person means you're a nice person. 3-4 people who've told you you're not a nice person because of this, and they will tell you, it's because of this, don't ignore it. Start working from those areas and say, you will never be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Understand and accept that. There's no such thing as a perfect human being, because even Jesus himself had to go. It was Jesus.
Yeah.
But when you start with that simple list, simple audit, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And then asking who you are starts with, okay, this is my life. What is it? You'll find that there's a common thread in everything that you've done in your life, and that is what defines you. You can love style, but it doesn't have to be expensive, but you can just look good. If you like natural hair, wear it well.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear glasses, wear them well. If you wear a nice shirt, wear according to your body type and your personality type, so that it's not incongruent.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm known to be a very energetic and bubbly person, then I'm demure, I'm wearing black, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
There's no consistency with that.
No,
it must be when Nkonde walks in the room, this is what, they must even predict, this is what Nkonde would do. Even when you're not there, then you're on your way to building a personal brand.
Wow,
even now, right now, I've been telling you I've got a grievance in the family, unfortunately we lost an aunt. But you know, it's that kind where they always know. No, before we do anything, let's wait for Banaleb, the family name. Let Rose come and let Rose have a say. You have to be that consistent person wherever you are. So that's what I would say to the woman out there. First of all, love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do not compare yourself to the woman on your left, the woman on your right, the woman in front, and the woman in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You are valuable in who you are. You are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I always encourage, look through the eyes of a rose. There will be thorns in your life, which are your experiences.
Yeah,
you need a support system. You need stems and leaves and everything else. But you are beautiful. No matter what happens to you in your life, you are the most beautiful thing that God ever created. When you start from there, you will find your purpose, and your personal brand will unfold on its own.
Wow, wonderful words right there, Rose.
Thank you.
Now, before we conclude, what would you say has been your challenging job that you've had, the most difficult job that you've had?
The most difficult job that I've had, technically speaking, would be the corporate job that I had, where I had to work in the sales department, and I had to learn how to make cold sales without having a relationship. First, I'm a very relational person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sell anything. I don't know how to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I sell stuff by first getting to know you, and you have to trust me. I build trust in any relationship that I have. So where I have to sell something without a relationship, that's one of the most challenging things. And I think the other thing, and I realize that has also spoken into why I do what I do, is I've, with all the jobs that you nicely put out there, I realized one thing that, as women, we don't fully realize the value and the power that we carry,
mm-hmm.
and we often misuse it, mm-hmm. in that if we are given leadership and authoritative positions, we feel that we need to lose ourselves and become like a man or something else, or mm-hmm. mean to other mm-hmm. women in order for you to succeed, which mm-hmm. is not true. Mm-hmm. So I've made it a personal vendetta that that challenge is going to be overcome mm-hmm. by just me adding my voice to reminding women of how powerful and how beautiful and how nurturing they were created to be, mm-hmm. and that the other woman is not an enemy, but yet she is a supporting force, that together we can become this beautiful rose bush that will be in full bloom mm-hmm. at any given time. Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect world for me. So I'm just turning my challenges into this beautiful big rose bush that we can all exist in. That's what I think.
That's very wonderful. I also like focusing on the positive. Yes, the life is full of problems.
Always.
But focus on the positive,
regardless.
Well, thank you very much, Rose, for joining me on Women at Money. I am very honored to have you.
Thank you so much, Nkonda. This really, really means a lot to me. And, you know, the more we have people like you that give us platforms, you're actually contributing more and more to building personal brands. So I am so chuffed that I was with you. See, I even said chuffed.
Well, thank you, listeners. This has been Rose with me on Women at Money, and we're looking at personal branding. Rose is an entrepreneur, a TV host, and a founder of Star with Roses. I'm Nkonde. Until next time, goodbye.